Hello. 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 That was three hellos. I haven't really made an audio in, like a relatively amount of time. I haven't made like my rambling audio in a while. So yeah, my ramble faps, they're extra rambly. Gonna kind of just touch my pussy a little bit and just talk about my life. Because I think it would be cool to have a podcast, right? Where I'm just like talking about things or whatever. People like hearing my voice, and here's my podcast, and it's on iTunes. Like, cool, right? But then, like, the discipline aspect, right? Of like, oh my God, having a podcast. Like, oh, but of course, this is all mindset, right? Mindset things. Anyway, so if you guys listened to an earlier ramble fap when I was rambling about the fact that about the D&D guy who I met in improv class. I feel like it's kind of donezo with him. I like so we kind of became it was less regular for the D&D campaign because one of the players got cancer, which is sad. It's not a good thing. And I've been sending him kind thoughts, and it is what it is, in terms of logistics. And so, like, a couple weeks ago, I texted Milton, and I was like, hey, like, what does it look like? When is the next time you think we might play? And then he's like, yeah, I don't know, because this guy has cancer, so I don't know. But then he texted me on Friday, and this was like a previous Friday, and he was like, oh yeah, we're playing on Saturday. Can you make it? I know it's short notice. But I'm like, I was trying to plan for that, like, when I texted you earlier in the week. And I said, no, I have plans. But like, I didn't have plans. I was just staying at home doing nothing. But like, and it wasn't about like the principle of the matter, like, not the principle of the matter, because I don't know, like, I just wasn't feeling Milton, and like, it wasn't so much that I actually enjoyed being in the D&D campaign as much as I was like, oh, like, Milton, are you gonna fuck me over this table? So yeah, and yeah, 'cause like we had this exchange where we were talking, and he was like, yeah, I've lost some weight. And I said, oh, well, I've gained some weight. And he was like, oh yeah, like, I couldn't tell if that was a good thing or a bad thing, because some people are into that as a fetish. So okay. We also had something where I was like, yeah, I just wanna, share my voice more, like, be more visible, but like, it's scary, because that the market is pretty saturated, and like, does my voice matter? And he was like, yeah, I mean, he was phrasing it like, oh, who says you're like, who told you that your voice mattered? And like, I don't think he meant it, and like, who told me, who told you that your voice mattered? But it was more just like, blah blah blah, the market's saturated. But like, obviously individual voices are important, and I know my voice is important, but it's just hard to, whatever, mindset work. And then I'm just like, so I mean, really, like, why I'm making this audio is, so I'm doing myself self I'm doing a self challenge right now. So I'm doing a month of not posting any Reddit personals ads, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it for a month because it makes me crazy. Because I keep, like, wanting to find something that I'm not finding. And so I did some writing. So when I was journaling a little bit, because journaling is important, and I should journal more, but, I wrote, "The me that searches isn't my highest self. She can be petty and ghost and flippant and angry and addicted to each new high." It's funny, I just realized typing this, searching for someone has become an addiction for me. And that I think that I've treated personals in a way of like, just, yeah, like an addiction. Like, yeah, really, ultimately, I want to find someone, but like, it just, what am I attracting with the energy I'm giving out? Is my big question. And I think it's important for me to focus on myself and feeling complete within myself and really working on my energy. But, and it's like, yeah, energy. So that's why I'm sort of just like posting this audio, because it's not like, oh, it's not a personals ad, right? But like, if you want to masturbate while I'm talking, sure, go ahead. I'm just, you know, talking. Yeah, but, you know, sex and romance, such things, right? Such things. I'm also just making noises now. Yeah, okay. I had some pasta for dinner today. That was kind of cool. It's like a pesto pasta. And then I put some, I put tomatoes in. So that was fun, the tomatoes. I wanted to have mushrooms in there, but I couldn't find mushrooms. Oh, I'm so hungry. But am I hungry for food? Am I hungry for emotional nourishment? Am I hungry for spiritual nourishment? Because really, like, behind all the searching, it's, you know, I'm whole, right? And, like, there's wholeness to be cultivated within myself. And I took a yoga class, and the instructor said something, and I thought it was so spot on, and I was like, yes girl, which was, when we feel that emptiness, it's just because we forget. When we feel that emptiness, normally it's just because we've forgotten how powerful we are. Like, that totally, like, it makes so much sense. When we feel that emptiness, it's because we've forgotten how powerful we are. Yeah. So. So. Also, fun fact, right now, I'm wearing some Lululemon shorts. So they're the Align shorts, which the Align shorts are branded as such, that in the marketing or whatever, how they're described, it's naked sensation, which I think is Interesting. I don't necessarily agree, because I have these Align shorts and Align pants, and like I feel like I'm definitely wearing something. It doesn't feel naked, and I'm not sure like why a naked sensation would be a selling point. But I took my shorts and my underwear off now, so like really right now there is a naked sensation because my bottom half is naked. So there you go. There you go. So I did a year-long improv program. And it was cool, it was fun, right? And I, like we had a 7-week show run at the end of the classes, and like I was able to do like different things, and it wasn't perfect, right? But it wasn't the worst. And my ensemble, like they had my back and it was good and I felt it. I was in one show, I was a Gyarados, and that was kind of fun, just like, and then my scales are being used as currency, and I was dating in love with Sky or whatever, but like he's human and middle school and like, but I was a fucking Gyarados. Anyway, I was also like a piece of chocolate and like salmonella. Like improv can be fun sometimes, I guess. But so the best show I had was like it was early to middle of the show run. And like at the beginning, I was in this cult, right? And I was like, yeah, I've done everything that this cult asked for. I've done the dishes, I fucked the cult leader. I had sex with the cult leader. And then, well, I liked sort of the game in the middle that I initiated, was I was, it was like, oh, we're at this buffet, and like I'm mashed potatoes, and then like other people in the buffet, but like I thought that was like a strong initiation of a game. And then at the end, my scene partner was like, I initiated by throwing up, and then because there was something about like drinking and stuff earlier, and then my scene partner was like initially like, oh, you're pregnant, but like I don't know exactly like if you're, and then I was like giving, I was in labor, right? And he was driving me to the hospital, and he was like, what's going on? Why are you like throwing up? And I was like, oh, well, I've been drinking. And he was like, well, why have you been drinking? Like, you're pregnant. And I was like, we're in Alabama, because that was like that big news week was when we had that show. And then it was like there's a big laugh, and then the lights are full, and it was like, yeah, okay, like that was a good show, that was a good show. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know like really what I want to do with improv. Like I probably will take another class sequence somewhere else. But like I don't know, like the whole community is such a buzzword, right? Also, like the TV show community is really cool. I like it a lot. And also, like Britta, what is her name? What is the actress's name? She's super cute. Oh God. Because, like, I just want, like, a goddamn fucking release, right? Like, I just want to have a goddamn fucking orgasm. But I've never had an orgasm. So, F that, right? Fuck. Yeah. So there's my plateau, and I'm pretty whatever. So, hello world. Yeah. So that's my little something for today. I think I might try to do some more, just sort of other audio, just imagining things as they happen. Just. Using my improv skills to make a scenario up. So, aye, Captain, I'm gonna go eat some seaweed because I'm Popeye, if it's not seaweed spinach. Bye, friends.